The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the news show. It is February 14th. Yes, a day for love. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there that actually cares. In the year of 2020, we got the best technology news that's been happening and is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, starting us off on this lovey-dovey day, we've got YouTube, and if you want to show your love, you can do it now by using a new clap feature. This sounds familiar? Yeah, it's pretty much just mirroring what Twitch has already done. Yes, clapping now is the latest idea from YouTube, so now you can show your appreciation and give a little donation to the YouTuber you think is deserving. Basically, what the feature does, it allows people to purchase a clapping animation that will actually appear over the video that they're choosing to support. The animation, however, though, is only shown privately to the buyer. Now, not everybody's going to have access to this option currently. As you probably guessed, like at all things Google, it's in beta. In fact, creators are actually going to have to be invited by YouTube to test the product. Currently, from what we're hearing, though, over at YouTube headquarters, that's about 100,000 subscribers they're going to try this out on. And if all goes well, they'll keep increasing those numbers. Can't decide how you need to express yourself in words, and emojis is the only thing that'll do it for you, but sometimes there's not that specific emoji that does it. Now you can create your own by combining a whole bunch of different ones. Google has now launched a new feature for Gboard. Of course, this will be for Android only. That will use existing emojis as ingredients to create, new emojis. And when I mean ingredients, you might as well put it that way, because Google's calling this the Emoji Kitchen. Though right now, the kitchen is a little limited. Currently, you can't really create your own to fuse any two expressions you want together. You're more or less having to rely on designers who have actually worked on the project, and hopefully what they've had in mind, you have in mind too. To give you a little example, say you like a robot, you like a little sad face, well, combine those two. Ooh, a sad robot. Or there's also a little heart there next to, say, a poopy. Combine those two together, I guess it means, yay, I love pooping. Not that anybody really needs to know that. As for when we'll be seeing more customization, we don't really know. Though there are plans for that in the future. Cord cutting is getting a lot more popular, especially for our U.S. listeners. So much, in fact, Roku's saying that by 2024, they're predicting over half of the U.S. households with a TV will have no official cable provider, meaning they'll be getting all of their content, through the internet. Now, I don't know if this is a biased review or not. We're talking about Roku here, the people that make set-top boxes that view content through the internet. Plus, this is a letter that Anthony Wood, the Roku CEO, actually said to its investors. So, being biased is all throughout this. But it definitely does show a trend is continuing in the U.S. Just recently, DirecTV lost over 1 million subscribers. Not to mention IPTV services such as Sling and YouTube TV are definitely popping up in popularity. Roku kinda can toot its horn a little bit, though. According to them, their customers streamed 40.3 billion hours of content in 2019 alone. Meaning, there's a lot of Rokus out there, and there's a lot of people that said hell no to cable. And finally, boy, I tell you what, Facebook is really good at looking at other things and going, that's a good idea, why don't we try that? They done it with Snapchat and Instagram. Now they're going to take on Pinterest, it looks like. Yep, Facebook's got another experiment out in the wild for us now called Hobby. And as you probably guessed, this is focused on your hobbies, allowing you to take photos and videos and share it out to the world. Just like Pinterest, except the Facebook way. Though Facebook is saying it's not just a pin board of inspirational ideas, This is designed to help hobbyists organize photos of their own projects into a theme collection. You know, say you're into cooking or arts and crafts, you get the idea. Then that idea is to track the progress that you're making over time, to see how well your hobby's going for you, and also probably for Facebook too, just so they can show you more ads that probably include your hobby. As of right now though, you're gonna have to be on iOS if you want to try out Hobby, as it's only available there to begin with. And from the looks of it, it's only available currently in the US, Belgium, Spain, and the Ukraine. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website located at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to this show, The Max Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts from the British Tech Network. Plus, you can check out all the latest updates via our blog over there as well. Come give us a like over on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it. So join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, yes, of course, the weekend is upon us. We will, however, though, be back with you on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a lovely Valentine's Day. Mwah. And have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.